Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Welcome in from the preeminent jazz pianist on the scene today. That is Brooklyn bass Kevin Hayes with his take on Charlie Parker's tune Scrapple from the Apple off his latest 2016 album called North. So in New York, Harlem is considered North, and this album pays homage to that area. This is just one of 15 recordings that Kevin has put out as a leader, and they have all received critical acclaim all around. So on North, he is joined with the New Day Trio, with the great Rob Jost on bass and drummer Greg Joseph. They grew together over a two-year residency at New York's 55 Bar. The trio performs a unique and diverse repertoire, including new compositions by Kevin, works by 20th century composer Henrique Goriki, and singer-songwriters Bob Dylan and Rodriguez, and the reworkings of jazz standards. While the album is said to focus on elements of history, beauty, and hope, I think Kevin nails it as he spoke with Neon Jazz recently.
These are different types of music or sources that I love, you know, and that I've checked out over the years. So it's not something that I set out to say, well, I'm going to do something from this world and this world. And it's just music that I've checked out and loved over the years.
Kevin is planning on hitting the road to promote this one, and in November 2016, a trip to KC is in the works at the Blue Room, and you should catch it live, kids. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs the jazz piano, with cats like Joe Cartwright, Michael Pagan, and so many more giving the fans the jazz, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to ignite this jazz explosion for you to hear in all of its splendor. From the 2009 CD, You've Got a Friend, here's Kevin one more time with his trio in tow. This one is The Fool on the Hill.
Hi, this is Kevin Hayes, pianist, composer, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was the brilliant Cincinnati-based jazz journeyman pianist Phil DeGregg with his trio doing their take on Miles' Move circa 2005 live at the 8200 Brill. Since Phil started playing as a kid, Bud Powell and Bill Evans were showing him the jazz ways. This cat is definitely well-groomed in a wide range of jazz styles, ranging from mainstream to bebop to Brazilian. So even though Phil got a degree in psychology from Yale University, he would go on to become a professional musician. After 3 years of working and studying in the Kansas City area, he finished his master's degree at the great University of North Texas, and to get his chops moving, he toured the world for a year with Woody Herman's Thundering Herd. Speaking of KC, he talked about coming home on August 19, 2016, during the Charlie Parker Week of Celebrations to play at the Blue Room off 18 and Vi. Take a listen to what he had to say as we also play a little bit of that show as the rain fell outside.
You know what? I mean, Stan and I are old friends, and we have a, you know, there's something about playing, for me, with specifically with people of my own generation, that you sort of have a certain frame of reference. I don't know. It's, you know, we just hear things, and everything about music is just trying to hear better, and as you get older, you try to hear better, and so you can do that. You can have that conversation, and I don't know, what he plays, I can relate to, you know, pretty well. So I guess that's what the conversation. I don't know. It's just music, you know.
Man, that was one of those rare live shows where the band, crowd, and thundering weather were all in sync. One of the best shows I've seen. He was even joined by artist in residence for the Bird festivities, Devon Pennicott. And here's one more showing Phil's range with Brasilia. And this is the 2014 song A Yankee in Brazil off his Brazilian People CD.
Hi, this is Phil DeGreg, Cincinnati jazz pianist, formerly of Kansas City back in the day, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Like a bolt from the heavens, I stand at my side, completely petrified. Name any side, Niagara's waterfall, New York at night. That's just what I would call an insignificant view compared to looking at you, sweetheart, you took my breath away. Oh, baby, first time we met, you took my breath away. I feel it yet. Took my breath away. Oh, it struck me, hit me like a boat that came from heaven. You made me stand and you made me sigh, completely petrified. Won't you name that sight? Niagara Falls, the waterfall, New York at night, baby. That's just what I would call an insignificant view, baby, compared to looking mama at you, sweetheart. Took my breath away. Da-da-da-da-da. Yes, indeed.
That was Richmond, Virginia-born bandleader, jazz pianist, and vocalist Putney Dandridge with the tune You Took My Breath Away. So it all began in 1918 as a pianist in a revue called The Drake and Walker Show. He spent his life in a variety of shows and venues until he vanished from the music scene in the late 1930s because of bad health. He only made it to the age of 44, but he did so much, it's hard to believe it was only that long. From one of the finest pianists playing today, this is Sarah Davis Buechner with the song Jazz Nocturne circa 2009. Thank you.
This is Joanna Walfish from London via New York, now appearing on Neon Jazz Radio in Kansas City with Joe Dimino. I hope you enjoy my music.
That was the legendary Toots Thielemans, born way back in 1922 in Belgium, and a prolific cat that just left us on August 22nd, 2016. That was his tune, Preachmanship, and that's the way he did it. He preached the jazz for 94 years he lived on this planet. His harmonica playing is some of the finest ever in jazz. So after Toots discovered jazz during the German occupation of Belgium during World War II, he emigrated to the United States in 1952, and he immediately became a member of Charlie Parker's All-Stars. He was also quite good on the guitar, and he played with everyone not only in the jazz universe, but overall in music. Miles Davis, Ella Fitzgerald, Dizzy Gillespie, Paul Simon, Max Roach, Jaco Pastorius, and most importantly, Toots was that harmonica you heard on the original theme song for Sesame Street. And yes, that will live forever, as will his music. From a historic 1962 meeting of Frank Sinatra and Count Basie, this is the tune My Kind of Girl as we move on here on Neon Jazz.
She walks like an angel walks. She talks like an angel talks. And her hair has a kind of curl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. She is wise, like an angel's wise, with eyes like an angel's eyes, and a smile like a kind of pearl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. A pretty little face, that face just knocks me off my feet. A pretty little feet, really sweet enough to eat. She looks like an angel looks. She cooks like an angel cooks. And my mind's in a kind of whirl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. Knocks me off my feet. Pretty little feet. She's really sweet enough to eat. She looks like an angel looks. And she cooks like an angel cooks. And my mind in a kind of whirl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. Yes, my poor heart's in a whirl. She's just my kind. She's a girl, and I'm glad.
I'm Brett Jackson, saxophonist from Kansas City, and you're listening to Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz. We'll be right back.
That was a heavyweight in the Chicago jazz world, banjoist, guitarist, and bandleader Eddie Condon with the band. That was the Royal Garden Blues. He stormed the jazz scene of the 1920s and would finally make New York City his home and get his name out there the world over. All you can say about this next cat is that he can play it all. Tenor sax, flute, soprano sax, alto sax, baritone sax, clarinet, bass clarinet, alto flute, and the piccolo. With the 1962 rendition of Moon River off the LP Going to the Movies, this is Jerome Richardson next on this Hour of Jazz, kids. Thank you.
Hey, this is Ron Carter with Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Have a good day.
That was the great Canadian alto saxophonist Dylan Kramer, circa 2003, with the tune Full House off the LP Bumpin' on Sunset. From the Oregon Trio plus tenor sax combo, the John Lewis Quartet, we will end things in pure style. This is the tune Blue Funk off the CD Shuckin' and Jivin', which is what we do around here. And we are going to do that out the door. And thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and one cool customer, skilled in shuckin' and jivin' all the time, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Joey!
Reach out. Let us know what you think. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are here to listen. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
don't define jazz. Jazz is just like an attitude.
Neon Jazz.